And then, no, because then, no. Because then I have to say things that aren't true. No.
$30.
And by the way, that's how I would, if I even thought about it and sold out, which would be awful, but if I did, then I would have to read it like, like, I'm not going to read it.
$40.
Shut up. Stop talking. I'm not going to stop talking right now.
She already described it as selling out. So is there a price?
$50.
Stop it.
Final offer.
You'll stop it. No.
Where
stop
you sell out.
$50. 50 bucks.
I'll give you $100 of JP's money.
No, he won't.
I think we're fine.
$50. I'll put it right in your Venmo if you read it right now. But read it like he wrote it. You can't read it like a cranky bitch. You have to read it like he wrote it. $50.
No, I can't.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, though. That's
can't do it.
It's disgusting. Did you see it?
Don't let me hear you complain about money.
Well,
I'll read it for 25.
Nope.
Yeah, I know. All I can think of right 20, now, my cell phone 15. Bill is due. That's all I can think of right now. I'm like, that pays my cell phone bill.
What's that? I just saw a tweet. I don't know how true it. Not a tweet. It was on Instagram. Let me see if I could find it. That there were companies that if you call them are waiving.
Yeah.
If you can tell that, if you tell them or you can prove to them you're from coronavirus affected areas. Mm. That you are, they'll waive. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, Verizon's one of those. They're waiving the late fees, and they're saying if you, they want everybody to be connected, so that if you can't pay your bill, they're not going to disconnect or charge late fees or anything like that, so that you can stay in contact with people and not worry about paying your bill.
I don't know where it is
because it's also about people, small businesses and service people. You know, not being able to work or having fewer hours and not getting as much money. So their bills are going to be, you know, tough to pay.
Yeah, there's definitely a concern about that. And, you know, totally get it. We had a guy who called us this morning who was very concerned because he has his own business and he has like one other guy who works for him. He's like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. He goes, if I get sick, he goes, doesn't matter what happens. He goes, I can have a stomach ache in the morning, feel like crap. I go out the door. This is my job. This is what I do. This is the only way I put food on the table. So now what do I do if I get this thing? I'm like, well, you have to, you know, I said to him, I said, you got to send the other guy out to do everything because you can't endanger these other people and or, you know, whatever. And he's like, I don't see how I can do it. Then how do I pay my mortgage? And it's a good question. You know, you get to the point where the rubber hits the road. And literally the question is, how do I pay my mortgage if I'm not going to work? And now he's a guy who's not part time. He's got his own business. And he's like, how do I pay my you know, rent and taxes and all that stuff.
How does anybody, exactly, they have employees to pay and a million other, you know, overhead and all of that. With nothing coming in, that's what people are saying for local businesses and stuff, for people to buy gift cards that they can use, you know, once all of this is over.
But you help at least support them that way.
Some money coming in, yeah.
Yeah, it puts cash in their hands, which is, that's a really good way to do it. But it comes down to, you know, if you look at the other countries, right? So in Italy, they froze everything, which is probably where we'll have to go whenever this happens. You know, where everything freezes, no mortgages for a month, no rent payments for a month. Everybody just sit tight and everything freezes so that the landlord doesn't have to pay his taxes. You don't have to pay the landlord the rent because you're not getting the money from there. So now everything just stops where it is. And hopefully you have a little money in the bank at that point, but at least you don't have the big bill. So, yes. I don't know if there's any better solution than that, but everybody can sit tight for 30 days. And like you said, I mean, hand a little money to businesses with gift cards, that kind of thing. That's not our takeout, whatever it is. That's not a bad solution.
I know Trump
in a horrible time. You
Trump
know?
Just asked the asked for $850 billion stimulus package to offset the coronavirus. We'll see what happens. He said the Trump administration will ask Congress to approve $850 billion stimulus package to offset the devastating effect the coronavirus outbreak has had on the country's economy, according to a report on Tuesday. Now, the question, but now this is where you hope they don't go back to playing politics. Mm-hmm. Because as of now, there has at least been some sort of illusion that everybody seems to be playing nice in the sandbox.
Yeah.
I really hope.
It's pretty much like one note, it seems like.
Where they say, you know, if they say, well, you can have this thing that'll help save the country if you give, if they start this whole negotiating back and forth thing.
Right.
Like I already heard, well, if we give up the wall, if you give up the wall, we'll give you this package. Oh, yeah, I'm like, okay, if we start with all that stuff, and he may even, if they just start playing politics now, it's going to suck.
Right.
You know, it's going to suck.
Right. So, Monica, I saw that you had said the bars and restaurants and things are going on shorter hours.
Yes.
And what, half capacity? Is that what it is?
Yes, that's starting at noon today. So
that's
last night,
we were there Friday. Got to be done by Monday.
Your next step will be they close and you can only do takeout.
Right.
Well, there are the fast food restaurants, and a McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, the fast food restaurants are saying drive-thru only. I know I got a thing from Zaxby's. So I think the majority of them are, doing that now. But it starts at noon today. So last night, all the service people, like I know there's this bar I always go to, and they were open during the hurricane. Like they were just, people were there. They were like, we're just going balls to the wall and saying screw it. And so they were open till, you know, the last minute, and a couple of bars in downtown St. Pete doing the same thing, saying, and it's such a I don't know if it's double-edged sword or what it is, but everybody wants to make money and they don't want these people to go without money after for a while. But everybody is shaming everybody for going out. They're like, how dare you go out and then spread it? And everybody's mad at the people for going out last night and, you know, for the last hurrah. So I don't know
it's
who
funny.
Wins. I don't know what's...
Right.
I went out Saturday night thinking I was just going to get dinner and it would be dead. And it was packed, and I was shocked, right?
That was kind of like our last night,
I woke up Sunday morning, hungover, didn't really pay much attention to it, and then I started watching the news, and I'm like, what the hell did I do? Like, what the hell did I do? I started watching because the world changed, our country changed from when I left to go to dinner on Saturday to when I was able to turn on the television on Sunday. The game changed already.
Yeah.
And I felt incredibly guilty for going out. And so that's over. Now, what I will do is order takeout from restaurants to help try and keep them afloat.
Yeah.
And because I'm telling you, it's coming your way. These restaurants that are still open at half capacity, whatever it is, it's going to be temporary. It's going to shut.
They're step by step, you know?
Yeah, and because they're trying to do it slowly so nobody gets panicked and all that. And I totally understand it. They may be open right now at half capacity. They are going to force them to close. They will allow takeout, and the way you can support those businesses and try to help them keep the doors open is by ordering takeout and buying gift certificates, gift cards, because that's money they have in-house now.
So what would be so with all of that, and if it's coming, because you're right, I mean, it finally hit us here after you guys had already done it.
Yeah.
What would be the only thing open? Grocery stores, right? Because you have to have a grocery store.
Grocery stores, pharmacies, banks.
Okay, banks? You can just do that online?
Maybe.
Yeah, you can just do that online.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, when the banks close, it makes people panicky because they feel like they can't get at their money, even though you have your phone and online.
Like 1985, maybe. You can get a mortgage online. Like
I know. I know, but they're still...
Who did I talk to yesterday?
Someone feels better.
Someone told me... Who the hell was I talking to? I thought it was BS. I didn't bother looking it up. That said New York City basically ran out of $100 bills because everybody was trying to pull their cash out.
Oh, really?
Because they were afraid they weren't going to be able to get to their cash.
It's not a hurricane.
My ATM's only 20s.
Huh? Yeah.
ATMs,
why would they run out of hundreds?
Because they were going to the bank and trying to withdraw their cash.
Oh, I see.
Not take out a couple hundred bucks to get them through the week. Take their cash out.
Give me 8,000 in hundreds. Okay. What?
You know?
I mean, they don't
good for you.
That
much.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Be happy you can withdraw 8,000. Yeah, so it's definitely step by step. And then I was reading, and you're right, Monica. It's like you mentioned it a little bit before. There's kind of like a battle going on, and I've seen a couple articles. I think the Wall Street Journal did an article on this: a battle between the ages, between the younger 20 somethings and the rest of the country, really, or the older, you know, the 50 plus or whatever.
Right.
Because they're going out and partying, and like, listen, if I get it, I'll be fine, and I'm most likely not going to get it, and so. We're going to go out and we're going to take care. You know, you've seen the articles about taking cheap flights, but even just going to the bars, you know, we can still go party. What's wrong with you? And meanwhile, the rest of the country is saying, you got to play the game with all of us because we're all in this together type of thing. So it's like a little bit of a battle between who should do what. But
what do you do? Who's
because the young ones don't understand. They feel like, okay, well, we're not getting this, so we're going out. But what they're not grasping is the fact that they can pass it.
Right. Exactly. See, that's the thing. You may not get it personally, but then you go home and now you give it to your parents, your grandma, you know, whoever.
Or you go
to the store and give it to the old guy who just walked by you, who was just trying to get, you know, his basics from the grocery store. You give it to that guy and he dies.
They had a video
that's extreme.
On the news where I don't remember what they were showing. Some main some main big place that was empty. And then they showed the beaches. And the Clearwater Beach yesterday was pizzacked. Like, in the water, everybody, like, 2 feet from each other, not even, like, a foot from each other. And in the sand, everybody a foot from each other. So, and everybody was shaming that. Like, they... Everybody has to get out, and they're like you were saying yesterday, go for a walk or whatever. So they're all for fresh air, but that's everybody because it's spring break. First of all, people have planned these, and obviously everybody's home from work and all of that, so they're packed. So now everybody's shaming these people for being on the beach, but what?
But it's open.
And what's with the whole stimulating the economy type of situation? Who's right in this scenario?
Well, I know Miami closed because Courtney had told me that days ago. They had been open, but they closed. So now Miami Beach is closed. So you know how big that is for spring break.
They closed Miami. They closed South Beach.
They closed Miami Beach. That's all I know. I don't know if it's Miami beaches. I don't know. I think it's everything. But I'm just going by what she told me. You'd have to look it up.
Well, from what I understand, Broward County is like a hotbed of corona. Like,
and Clearwater is voting on Thursday, right? I just saw that where the voting Thursday on what to do with the Clearwater beaches. And I mean, I think they're going to vote to protect the population. They're not going to vote to have the people from outside come in. They're going to vote the people who are there. And they protect the people who are there by not letting thousands of people come in and go on your beach and your restaurants. But not just that. Then they go out and then they're around and it changes. You know, I mean, that's my guess, but let's see what they do on Thursday. I can't believe they would vote to keep it open because every other vote closes.
They're closing the beaches early. They're not closing the beaches.
In Miami?
Miami. It says officials are closing the most popular city beaches at 5 p.m. daily to keep partying college students from spreading the contagion. I don't know how the hell closing at 5 o'clock is going to be the answer. But that's going to change.
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks they can do this little step. And the truth is, the safety is in the big steps.
Right. Because you know what a politician doesn't want to be? The guy who didn't, or the woman who didn't close the beaches, and then all of a sudden they're a hot spot for the virus, and it's because they let thousands of people come in from outside.
We saw that once before.
Who flew in and now gave you the virus.
The mayor at Amity Island didn't close the beach.
That's
look what happened to that little Kitner boy.
That's right. That's right.
He got spilled out all over the dock.
The Kitner boy would be alive today.
Right. Well, he didn't get spilled out all over the dock. He got chewed up.
That's
along
right.
with his raft.
See? Let that be a lesson.
You knew there was a shark, and you did nothing.
Matt's on line four.
Oh,
hey, Matt.
Oh, sorry.
What's going on?
There's an interesting. You were just talking about the battle of the ages. I got into a tweet thread last night, and the point they were making is that the First Amendment protects our right to peaceably assemble. And there's people that are starting to say, hey, this is a constitutional right. If we want to get together, we can get together. And I think you're going to start seeing that happen with those people that do want to assemble and have concerts and say, hey, you can't stop us from doing that.
You know what happens? First off, are you one of those people?
No, I'm not so much. I just think it's an interesting fact. You know, at what point are, because you got the First Amendment guys, the Second Amendment guys, free speech, the right to bear arms, and the right to get together.
What'll happen is they'll fight that fight and be like, we'll show them, and we're going to gather, and you can't do anything about it. And then they enact martial law, and then comes in the National Guard, and you're getting pelted with rubber bullets. So go ahead. Have fun.
Yeah.
Well. I'll watch that on CNN all day.
That's what's coming.
You know?
I mean, the thing is, Matt, everybody has a right to peacefully gather, but, like, what concert are you peacefully gathering at? Where are you peacefully gathering if the bar is closed? Maybe on a beach, but if the beach is closed, maybe they'll have beach police at the entrances and exits. So where are you peacefully gathering? You know, there will be,
like,
and it's not going to be, it's not a law, it's a guideline. Because they're not going to go out and put the, you know, that is way down the road where the National Guard thing happens, because that's when it becomes anarchy and it's chaos.
Tell the people in New Rochelle, New York, when they brought in the National Guard to keep a boundary because they were trying to get the.
But they're still allowed to move.
Huh?
They're still allowed to move.
Right. They're allowed to move.
Yep.
But if they started doing things they weren't supposed to, watch how quick they were getting hit with stuff.
Right.
You know.
But, you know, you're going to keep, you don't want to ratchet it up. You don't want to inflame the whole thing. So. Watch how it works. See how it works.
Well,
sometimes the public has to do things for the better good of the public.
Something is going to happen, and we all have to. And thanks for the call, Matt.
It's a fine line, by the way.
We have to figure out this way to, and I said it this morning too, embrace the team mentality. It's very difficult for us to not look at ourselves first, right?
Right.
But you got to embrace the team mentality. It's kind of, and Monica, close your ears. It's, you know, it's almost like the Belichick plan. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, who has taken pay cuts to so they can get a better player and they can go on and win championships. And it was about putting the team first. And it's very difficult for us to look past ourselves and our immediate family first. But when it comes to something like this, we don't have a choice. If we want to get through this, and if we don't embrace that whole team, that team mentality, where it's going to be a lot longer.
Let's give JP some pom-poms. Team, T, give me a T.
Listen, you can make fun of it all you want. And you guys can all be a bunch of dicks. I don't really care. That's just a fact.
That's true. That's the way we have to do it.
As of a couple of minutes ago, ABC Action News just tweeted that the bars are closed, effective at 5 p.m. today. All bars and nightclubs in Florida will be closed for
how quick that happened?
At least 30 days due to coronavirus. So
right. And expect it to be more than 30.
End of April?
It will be.
Because you know what happened?
What?
They told people not to go out. They told people to limit interaction with other people. Nobody listened. Mm-hmm. This is why we can't have nice things. Mm-hmm. Now you just can't go out. See what I'm saying? Like I told you the story the other day, yesterday, Monica. This is what happened. And because unless they flat out take it away from people, no one's listening.
But what they're doing is they're saying is you can't follow our directions. You can't wash your hands. You don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to shut everything down.
No, we asked you not to gather. You continue to gather.
But the
now you can't gather. It's being spread because people are getting in each other's spaces. They're getting within the 6 feet of each other. Right. Nobody's listening. They're not listening. I'm not saying
it's everybody.
Plenty of people are listening.
Let me finish the sentence. I said it's not everybody. Mm-hmm. But when you have all these people, hundreds of people that are still going out to a bar, they're taking a look and saying they're not listening. Now we have to shut it down.
And the reason, really, you have to stop it now, because down the road, the numbers are insane, and they already know what the numbers are going to be. You can do the math, because the numbers change every day, and they go at a predicted rate as far as doubling or whatever the percentage is each day of more cases, more deaths, whatever it is. They've seen it through the other countries, and in the other countries, even Germany, France, all the same reaction. People going to clubs, students when they get out of school, having final parties. Like everybody, it doesn't matter if you're American, Italian, French, all the same reaction. And so everybody know, and France just locked down today for 15 days, complete lockdown. Nobody, like, shelter in place is going to be the words. New York City mayor just said the words today, and you're going to start hearing it, which they're not going to say lockdown, because that implies guys in green uniforms and tanks, right?
Right.
But they say shelter in place, and it'll be a strong suggestion. But the bottom line is, the stronger we are now, and the quicker we enact this stuff without creating panic, the smaller the numbers will be in 6 months or 3 months or whatever the number is. So that's the whole idea. It seems absurd now, but the bottom line is the numbers are going to be the numbers if we don't do anything. So that's why they got to cut back. And it makes sense when you look at it that way, you know, instead of waiting until the numbers are huge and then going, oh, what could we have done? It's too bad that 20,000 people died and 22 million had it. Geez, just like the swine flu in 2009, we didn't learn from that, I guess. What could we have done? And when we say that in August, we would have said, well, back in March, if we had done A, B, and C. So that's what we're doing. And hopefully it's enough. And hopefully we're soon enough. We shouldn't have done it in January or February, maybe. I don't know. But the sooner we do, the better is what it seems to be.
We got a lot of people on hold. If you want to talk, you have questions that we can help you answer. 800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. If you're looking for like all the basic information for how this is affecting the Bay Area, just go to theboneonline.com. A lot of the questions can be answered right there, or at least guide you towards the answers you need, okay? So we're going to do everything we can. We all just got to do it together, man.
That's it.
Rah, rah, and all that good stuff.